What's in a name? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. The answer is a lot. When your high school is named after Confederate General Stonewall Jackson, and your elementary school after Robert E. Lee and another Confederate commander, Turner Ashby, as the schools were in Shenandoah County, Virginia, for many years, until 2020, when, after the murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery, the high school was renamed Mountain View and the elementary school Honey Run. But in 2024, a newly elected school board restored the school's former Confederate names. The NAACP sued, and in December 2025, a five-day trial took place before federal district court judge Michael Urbanski. Plaintiffs introduced expert and lay evidence on effect, how the renaming discriminated against black students. The school board countered they had no intent to discriminate, that they were only carrying out the will of the residents of the county, which is 90% white, to honor their history and their attachment to the school's previous names. Those contesting the renaming of the schools for Confederate officers, famous for leading an armed rebellion to preserve chattel slavery, argued that the renaming itself indicated intent to communicate to black students that they were not welcome. The court has established a post-trial briefing schedule, and the parties will return to court on March 31st. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.